there's a lot of responsibility on the international community, and I think it's our responsibility to raise these alarm bells and to demonstrate through our advocacy and through our public outreach that this is a demonstrated pattern on the part of authorities in Zimbabwe. And I think the main thing that we need to push for is to have, given that this is an election period, we have a referendum coming up in Zimbabwe, we have likely elections coming up at some point next year. Depending on who you talk to, the timetable can vary from month to month. But I think it's important to have international monitors on the ground to be there and to safeguard the safety of Zimbabwean citizens.
Is this likely to intensify as we head towards elections next year?
I think that's the fear, and I think, again, it's a pattern, and we've seen this happen before. And I think the interesting thing about the arrest of and the raid of the Zim Rights office yesterday is that not only a few days before, you had the Deputy Prime Minister saying in public on Human Rights Day that registering to vote is a fundamental human right for all Zimbabweans, and then they go and arrest this NGO worker for doing exactly that, registering people to vote. So I think it's those sort of brazen acts on the part of the authorities, both national and local, in Zimbabwe that is certainly is frightening for us on the outside looking in, but it should also raise the eyebrows of those in Zimbabwe.